Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Oh, hey, it's a new week.
Hello.
Thanks for checking us out here on Close Enough. I got a deal for you. Everybody knows our son loves all the gadgets, right?
All the robots, AI.
So, Amazon, who wants to probably give us $1 billion for this, right? For our listeners are offering now through August 5th. So this comes out July 31st. So you've got until, what day is the 5th? Thursday. Yeah. Thursday.
Yep.
Now through Thursday, August 5th, you can get an Echo Show 8 and Amazon Music Unlimited for just $59.98.
Friday.
Oh, it's Friday. So you got all week, all this whole week. Back to school shopping gets you this Echo Show 8. You can pair your Echo device with Amazon Music, and it lets you enjoy over 90 million songs, ad-free music, and hands-free listening with Alexa.
Alexa, sing Happy Birthday.
So the Echo Show, which everybody knows what the Echo Dot is, it's the Alexa, but the Echo Show includes an 8-inch HD touchscreen for video calls or streaming, adaptive color, and stereo speakers to bring your favorite playlist and podcast, such as Close Enough, to life. Click the link in the show notes, and it's basically half off. So it's originally $120. You can go get it for $60.
There you go.
Don't say we never offered you anything. Also, today's episode is brought to you by OnlineTherapy.com. Online therapy for individuals and couples. It includes a live 45-minute session per week, and you can do that with video, voice, or text, unlimited messaging, an 8-section cognitive behavior therapy program. And it's got worksheets, and you can do those worksheets to better yourself Monday through Friday. Offers a little yoga, a little meditation. You don't like your therapist, change them on the spot with a click of a button. It's secure and confidential, and it's a tad bit cheaper if you're going to it in person. Qualified therapists, live sessions, all that stuff for you. 20% off when you join OnlineTherapy.com. That, too, is in the show notes. And we, Abigail Thomas.
We, Gary Wayne Thomas.
Made it through another week.
We did it.
We did it. It wasn't.
Oh, man. It was a lot of back to reality, juggling things on paper. The calendar suggested, like, hey, you've got a lot of time to yourself this week.
Like, this is the one of the last weeks.
Right. In my head, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get some school stuff done. Get my stuff done. Clean a little. Get organized.
How dare you?
Shit did not happen.
Does it? I mean, I don't know. You can plan.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to give up.
Like, everybody has a plan.
Just
until you get punched in the face, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Then it all goes out the window.
And nothing like nothing crazy happened. It's just daily, you know, navigating having a daughter who is old enough to, like, go be somewhere by herself for a while, but also then she calls. She's like, I need lunch. I need food. Will you come pick me up now? Oh, wait, I'm staying later. And I'm just like, okay. I think I need to establish some boundaries for that a little better of, like, I'm getting her in on the calendar action. She needs to be a part of this conversation. Because previously it was just, I don't know. But we are something that we always, like, dread this time of year is I will start school back.
We got like a week or two of no child, like trying to find temporary babysitters or, you know, me taking off work or calling in the family.
It was always highly stressful.
But super stressful.
Harlan being settled at the clinic, Charlie being old enough to stay home, or come to work with me and do whatever I tell her to do. She's going to come in and do some schoolwork. But that's one thing off of our plate this year that I feel really
about. Yeah. We're not running around in the last minute trying to, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's not as stressful.
Yeah. I hate that. And notoriously this time of year, Gary
gets the short end of the stick.
Oh my God. You sound so troubled. It's stressful.
Yeah.
A lot of things are going on that August is generally not
fun.
Not a fun month. The need to get more stuff and get back into a routine. My demeanor generally amps up because, you know, the not having to be at school every day turns into, not only do I have to be at school every day, but I'm managing the text messages and the phone calls or the whatever conversations about school in the after hours. Our anxiety goes up for everybody. So
yep.
The funny thing is,
and then you need your onlinetherapy.com.
His little naive, doe-eyed, dumbass me in the year 2002, year of our Lord, thought when we were planning a wedding, well, we'll do it in August because I will still be on, as a teacher, I could still be on summer break and we can still have a wedding. And then for years to come, we can celebrate said wedding without any interference from school. And then it was like, psych, we are going to now start school back as early as possible, and you will be in meetings every year on your wedding anniversary. Screw you. Nobody cares about your stupid anniversary.
It's life.
Dude, yeah. So, we do have an anniversary coming up.
We do.
On Tuesday.
19 years.
Done it 19 years. And, I mean, at this current time, we are still married as of today.
Well, I was looking at the contract. So, at 20 years, I'm a free agent, as are you. So, we don't know if we're going to renew or
gotcha.
If...
what's our option? We'll
test the market and see if there's a higher paying gig out there.
Shit.
For me, I'm going to say my options are limited, but there's probably an old widower out there that needs some companionship. It's loaded.
You're going to get... That's what you're going for?
Marry for love the first time, marry for money the second time.
Gotcha.
For those that have been married more than once out there, tell me if that's true.
You're an idiot.
It's sound logic, though.
Is it?
I mean...
Well, good luck. I wish you well. Go get him, Tiger.
But we haven't negotiated the deal yet, so
we haven't.
We very well could re-up for another 20.
We re-up. Okay, well.
We got a year to think about that.
I have my people call.
Yeah?
We'll all sit at the table.
We need a good mediator like Jason Ellis.
Yeah. Is it too late to sign the prenup?
At this point, what are you going to get? What do you want to keep? Or what do you know?
That sweet Simpsons Christmas Village.
Oh.
It's all mine, bitches. At least I get half of it. I get the bowling alley.
You get the bowling alley.
And the school.
So, we're going to go into 19 fun facts about our marriage.
Yeah.
That does not count when we're dating. This is all our marriage. But before we do that, Harlan went to Vacation Bible School this week.
Yes.
And it was a little late in the evening.
For us, I think for the rest of the world, it was normal time.
Like, Harlan goes to bed before the sun goes down.
Yep. 7 p.m., we are wrapping it up, and
VBS was basically from 6 to 8.
Yep. The first night, I did not realize they'd be serving food. We fed him before he left,
yeah.
But Harlan will come in ravenous after school, and so Gary can throw nuggets at him in 2.5 seconds, and he will have them eaten before I'm even home. So he had eaten, but they're like, oh, there's food here. And of course we go through the line and just people are putting normal things on the plate, like pasta and fruit and stuff. And Harlan has a very unpredictable gag reflex that is triggered by smell.
And Abby doesn't have one.
And so I am already top anxiety because if you will visit our previous episodes, you know that Harlan likes to script out certain choice words. So
what a better place to start.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
But you also know that Harlan loves to be social.
Yes.
Like this is his, right. He is asking about, so it was just three nights. He's asked about it every night mm-hmm. since then.
Yes. And he liked going to see, let's go see friends. He loved being there, loved the music and dancing was probably where the
spirit caught on to him.
He got the spirit. He was 2.5 centimeters away from Michelle, the instructor, the entire time while the rest of the kids.
Shout out, Michelle.
Bless your heart. So number one, I'm already up on my anxiety of just, I'm taking an autistic kid to a place full of neurotypicals of all ages.
Yeah.
And dealing, and I'm going to be like the mom that has to stay there because everybody else is just dropping their kid off and leaving.
Yeah, I remember dropping Charlotte off. Be like, yeah. Peace, we got an hour free.
two hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to have to hang out, and that alone is just a whole other set of me having to be social too. And so, but the food, I mean, we dodged a couple because he started gagging just because he smelled and watched other kids eat. And I'm like, oh my God, please do not start like some puke parade here right now in the fellowship hall, please. We made it through. We powered through that, got through the music. Everything was great. Well, the first night I decided to cycle through all the things and we stayed almost till the very end. We got to the last activity and he was staring into space. It was like a coloring station. They were doing mission work. They were coloring stickers that would go on these gift bags because he's in the youngest group.
Yeah.
Big kids made the gift bags. Littles were going in and coloring the stickers to put on them. It was just, I was like, you know what? I'm an adult. I'm allowed to leave. I don't have to stay the whole time. I'm like, we're out. I'm like, Harlan. I whisper, I'm like, you want to go see Chibo and Friends?
Yeah.
Yes, Wesco. And so we were out. So by night two and three, I realized we had a dip.
Yeah.
After two cycles.
He got invited to play ping pong.
A little boy brought him over during the dinner time. And said, hey, you want to play? And like, because I was playing with Harlan, ping pong. And the kid wanted to play. So I gave him a paddle. And he goes, does he want to play with, do you want to play with me? And like, it was, Harlan was 4,000. We maybe like, he exchanged like six or seven volleys with the kid. Like, Harlan can serve.
Yeah.
Mostly he just throws it.
Yeah, that's,
with,
I
with
mean.
The paddle.
He's four. Getting them beer pong skills
right.
up.
But I mean. Hey, he got some points on the kid, but I mean, it lasted, it was a fragment of a second, but just seeing a kid walk over and say, does he want to play?
Yeah.
Because all week it was a lot of like looking like, the hell is wrong with that one? You know?
Yeah.
Finally, the third day, a mom who was there as well leaned into me and she's like, so he's autistic, right?
Like, oh no, he's 25 years old.
Well, first, God love her. She started with, how old is he? And I'm like, he's four. She goes, gosh. He's really, really tall for four. Like,
yeah.
Yes, I am. And she goes, nah, he's autistic, right? I'm like,
what gave it away?
1,000,000%.
I'd be like, how dare you? It's different.
No, but I am. no, but honestly, that's happened a couple different times.
And that's cool.
While we were on vacation, I don't know if I told you this, while we were on vacation, we were sitting in the coffee shop or the ice cream place, and a woman was randomly sitting back there talking to him and trying to engage him. She goes, he autistic? I'm like, yes, ma'am. He is. She goes, my nephew is too. And so that kind of changed how she interacted with him a little bit. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
Adapt, overcome, adjust.
But so he did the VBS thing. And clearly, I definitely know that from henceforth, starting, you know, next week, we are going to get Harlan involved in some places where he can go and sing and dance and get that part of him.
But he's been part of the bridge group. They've had outings and then they have their own little service, I guess, on Sunday.
So we're gonna check into that and get him and let him go and and just sing and do his thing. And I was also worried about, like, him sitting still and being quiet. And, you know, he's not horrible. Like, listening to somebody else tell a story, he didn't do too bad. Kind of reading the cues of the room. That's where I thought he's going to do something completely inappropriate. Like, that's where he was going to do one of his scripted things, in the quiet of it. But when he's given something and busied, he did really well, and I was really proud of him.
So shout out Big H.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Yeah.
And Charlie this week was a camp counselor, and that was hilarious to see her be on the teaching side of things.
Which I think she's probably pretty good at.
Yes. But Charlie very much gets all caught up in, like, the drama of the kids and the who's doing what and mom, you know, coming in and telling me the lowdown of every kid and what they're doing. And I hope that she did well. And, you know, I kind of was hands off with it. I, you know, let her do her thing. They put on a public performance last night. And
Charlie we didn't have to go.
We didn't have to go.
And Charlie comes sneaking in. We should have put a curfew on her. she came at like 10:30.
It was late. The counselors, there's some high school girls. They all met at Applebee's, and Charlie.
Shout out Shayna.
Yeah. So Charlie, earlier in the week, Shayna has picked Charlie up and taken her just a few times just for some scheduling conflict things. And I tell Charlie tell Shayna that she can just
carry you on her taxes.
Carry you on her taxes. She can claim you on her taxes. And Charlie's like, okay. At that point, I realized, I don't think Charlie realized that's like a joke.
Right.
She's like, probably like, Shayna, my mom said to tell you that you can claim me on your taxes. Later, I get a text last night trying to sort out, like, I didn't realize they were going to go to Applebee's so late. And
the bees.
Yeah. I'm like, well, hit up that half price appetizer girl. Trying to get the lowdown of what she's doing. Do I need to do anything? What do I need to do? She goes, it's okay. I'm with my taxpayer. I was like, that's not how it works. That's not what she is. She's not your taxpayer. So at some point, we need to sit her down and explain what we meant by claim you on her taxes. You're her dependent just because she's taking care of you this week. So bless it.
So that was our week. I went to work.
Good job.
There was some flooding that happened. We want to say
yes
to those in eastern Kentucky. Wow. Like,
it is like historical.
Mother Nature is undefeated. Like, there's no. But just to watch, like, the water rise so fast and, like, just take out everything.
The picture of the mammal. Somebody's mammal sitting on the bed, and the water is around her, and she's got, like, her stuff on the bed. Clearly, she probably gathered it.
Yeah.
The Buckhorn School in Perry County, I mean, just demolished.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm wondering how many teachers went in last week, got their rooms ready. It's very possible.
Yeah.
There's probably a dozen teachers that were in that school building last weekend, just hanging up posters.
Just prepping.
Putting kids' names onto. And it is
putting
tedious.
Their border up.
It is tedious damn work. But it's such exciting work. And, I mean, it is awful to look. I mean, just glass is broken. The water has, like, pushed through the doors. There's a damn refrigerator sitting in the hallway broken. Full of, I mean, flooding is just insane. What water can do to damage stuff.
Like I said, Mother Nature, undefeated. So Abby contributed.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything, but I let Abby get what she wanted. She's been big on stickers here lately. She's wanting stickers from everywhere.
Yeah, I just got my little.
So you got this from where?
I'm pulling it up right now. Hill and Holler is the name of the place. Hill and Holler.
On Facebook.
Yes, and you can go to them, their website. This is very Eastern Kentucky, so for those of you not, I will spell it, I guess, for you. So the website is hollernothollow.com, playing off of how, so that is H-O-L-L-E-R-N-O-T HOLLOW.com. Holler, not hollow.com. Yeah. And they have a shirt that it has a very Eastern Kentucky phrase on it that I've always heard. When you are bound and determined to do something, it's come hell or high water.
Yeah.
You will do it. So it is an Eastern Kentucky Strong shirt made by the Hill and Holler Company. They have already raised $10,000 in pre-order sales. That was maybe a day ago.
Yeah.
So $10,000 already going straight to Eastern Kentucky. It's a $25 t-shirt going toward them. There are other people out there, you know.
Yeah.
Please check in.
Like if you're local Mount Sterling, a lot of people are taking up. Like water, rations, all that stuff. Just reach out.
And Hill and Holler does have a place on their site where you can go in and directly donate just money if you want. And they're just, if you are not around this area, just Google Eastern Kentucky Flood Relief and look and find your favorite place, your favorite way to get those resources out there. We've got tons of people.
It's been a rough year for Kentucky.
Yeah.
We had the tornadoes out west.
Yep. Yep.
I feel like we just had this kind of flooding not too long ago.
I just read Nicholas County. I almost forgot. Nicholas County went through, that was a year ago?
Yeah.
Some really shitty floods. So a friend of ours just posted, he's putting a big tote on his front lawn. He is from Floyd County, and he's going to take some stuff down next week. And just reading the list of things. Okay, so your house floods, you gotta flee, you gotta get out, you leave, you know, people are going with clothes on their back, you know. So thinking of things like that people need is just wild. Like, you know, phone chargers, flip phones.
Well, that was yesterday. So they just needed ice.
Yes, somebody said we really need ice down here, and I thought, well, shit, how do you get ice to people?
Yeah, well, there's no electric.
Right, like who's doing that? And the scary part, you know, reading, being this close and having a lot of people transplant away from Eastern Kentucky, and people like, hey, my sister left at this time. We haven't heard from her since, and there's no cell phone. You know, that is so terrifying and scary. So,
yeah.
Anything that you can send, cats and dogs are out there needing cat food, dog food, people's pets, a girl.
Save them now before they become food.
Gary. A girl put her pup in a little tote, a Rubbermaid tote, and she swam and floated with the dog out of their house when it was overwhelmed and got to the
like
roof.
Like Moses.
And she got to the...
I would rename the dog Moses.
Would you?
Yeah.
And she got to the top of a rooftop, barely had a little space on the rooftop, and stayed there until she could get rescued. So people's animals did survive. They just go back home to have no food.
Yeah. So, well,
scary stuff. Sucks. I know. I think I told Gary yesterday, like, we are not prepared for any type of
natural disaster. Just take me out of my sleep when that's coming.
I was like, man. So I get really weird. He and I were taking Harlan to one county, and Charlie was back home. And in those moments when we're all separate, sometimes I have this, like, really anxious thought of, like, what if. Like, this is when the zombie...
What if the zombie apocalypse hits now?
It hits now.
It's all everybody for themselves.
We don't have
There's
any
no
plan
sense of community.
To get back
Have
together.
You watched The Walking Dead?
I know.
It just... Everything just devolves.
I know. It's wild.
Shout out to our sugar daddy, Philip Smith. He was in... went to a... a convention down in... Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
We were talking about going to Gatlinburg. Abby's not a fan of Gatlinburg, though.
I would just rather go, like, take me to the Smoky Mountains, take me to that area. But I don't necessarily need to go into the epicenter of Gatlinburg. Mm.
Gatlinburg proper.
Yeah, I don't even like the outlet malls. I'm gonna be honest. I have have you ever gone to an outlet mall?
And be like, hey, you know what? I want to go back. No.
When people get like hella good deals, am I wrong? Maybe it's just because I don't like those companies.
I think the internet's kind of destroyed some
maybe.
Of that.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Because I'm like, if I want a clearance item or a sale or a deal, I can get that somewhere else. I used to be a huge, like, let's go to the outlet malls, because in my money-saving brain, it was a good thing. But now I'm like, it seems like a scam. Because on a normal day, I'm not going to buy clothing from, what would we get? Oh, we got, like, try like a Tommy Hilfiger dress or some shit. I'm like, no, thank you.
And to those in the random cities, and these are big cities. Mm-hmm. So if you're in Hollywood listening,
somebody in Hollywood listening, bullshit.
Hollywood and Fremont, which I guess is Vegas. No, mm-hmm. Fremont's not Vegas.
That's California.
That's Fremont Street. Could be. St. Albans. I don't know where that is. That may be West Virginia. Albuquerque, Chillicothe.
And for the geography portion of the episode.
Yeah. Hackensack, I think that's in New Jersey. Oh, there's our friends from Mishawaka on here.
Yes.
Shout out.
Taylor.
And, yeah, so those are some of the most random.
Hollywood.
It says Hollywood.
There's all
Hollywood,
kinds of,
Florida.
There's all kinds of Hollywoods out there.
So, all right.
All right.
Let's rewind. Let's set the scene. Hold on. Here we are, a young couple in the year of our Lord 2003. This would have been the Thursday before we got married in that year.
Gary prepping for your bachelor party.
I did that like the week before.
Oh.
Yeah. So, getting ready. Gonna go get married this weekend.
Going to the chapel.
Mm-hmm. I was 22 years old. Abby was 20. We were both 22.
Mm-hmm.
Just young. We were the first of our friend group to get married.
No clue about, like, wedding etiquette. I think I was the first, within my family to have, like, a big, legit wedding.
Yeah.
You know, nobody really had that sense of, like, what to do. And there was not Pinterest.
No.
Pinterest free. You had wedding magazines back then.
So we're going to go through, this is our 19th wedding anniversary. So 19 facts or stories about us over the last 19 years. And we'll preface this with, for those that don't know, this may be a shocker. We actually separated for 6 months.
Is that the first fact we're going to start with?
No, that's not. That's not even one of the facts. That's just to preface it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had a time where we were not official. I don't know what you would say.
Oh, we were still married.
We're still married. Counts. But
still goes towards this contract.
Still toward our contracted years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, every couple has a rough patch.
Yep.
It's not all rainbows and lollipops.
I've not yet to get a rainbow and or a lollipop from you, so I'm just saying.
Well, let's start with this one. Speaking of rainbow.
Speaking of rainbows. Oh, nice transition.
We're a young married couple. We have a puppy. Right? That's what all married couples get, a puppy.
We even got that puppy before we got married.
Yeah.
It was
not very long, but
Yeah. Not our wisest choice.
No. We got a Great Pyrenees, which is a big ass dog. Supposed to be on a farm, we kept it in our house.
He was a lap dog.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Abby had this nice pair of rainbow sandals.
It was like a pair of shoes that I actually didn't get at an outlet store. Like I went and bought, I think I maybe even ordered these.
Who's to say?
But it was a nice pair of shoes. I loved these flip-flops. Wore them all the time. They're my favorite.
Until.
They were made of hemp. They were so comfy.
The dog ate one of them.
So Harlan, shit.
Long Gunner. Time before Harlan.
Gunner was eating everything. And we did give him a flip-flop. He had a flip-flop he was allowed to eat. Well, Gary, I was gone to the store. Gary let him gnaw on my rainbow flip-flop, and I came home, and it just infuriated me. It was the audacity, the disrespect.
Stop on that.
I'm not touching it. I refuse. It will come back and bite me. It's going to have to just live its life.
Well, I don't have any socks on, so.
Are you scared?
There's a spider in the floor.
Are you scared? All right. No. Timeout-wise, kill a spider.
So, Abby's gone. She's I've apparently, you know, just been an awful new husband. We just watched the spider jump away. It'll go over there. It'll be fine. So she gets really mad. And I, to be honest, I didn't understand. Flip-flops are flip-flops.
Right. It wasn't the it was.
But that was like our first really big fight.
I drove off. I don't even know where I went. It's a stupid.
You should have just kept going.
Oh, why do you say that?
Because you had to come back to me. It wouldn't be the first piece of property that got damaged under my watch for the next 19 years.
Later, it was the children. It's fine. Whole ass humans.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was
our,
a big one.
That's our first fight.
That's a core memory. It was our first fight.
But
it was
our first like, married couple yeah. fight.
Just looking back, it wasn't serious at all.
But, it was so dumb. So stupid.
Here's a tip, because here's what happened. We got married Saturday, August 2nd. The best wedding reception we've ever been to. Shout out to us.
Had a throwdown.
Like, I've been to a bunch of weddings since then, and no offense to all you other married people, but
I think ours was fun.
Ours was pretty fun. But we went on our honeymoon the very next morning. And when I say the very next morning, pretty sure I was still drunk on the way to the airport.
Not pretty sure. We were.
Yeah.
We maybe had 3 or 4 hours sleep.
Yeah, if that. So like 5 a.m., 5, 6 a.m., we're on the road to catch our flight to San Juan, Puerto Rico. Yep.
Stopped in Georgia.
In Atlanta at the airport, yeah. I had a layover, ate Chili's there.
I still remember that meal. It's the dumbest thing, but I had been eating like old school Atkins diet up until this wedding, and I'm like, not on my honeymoon. So the first thing I did, I got a plate of nachos, but like hungover nachos, solid.
So then they have like a 4 hour layover. We're checking with all of our friends who are just waking up.
Yeah. So I think at some point, some of our friends were still partying.
Well, it's early in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on the plane, get to San Juan, rush to the boat, get to the boat, do our safety stuff, pass out, wake up the next morning, basically miss the whole first day because we're feeling like shit.
We got off the boat. Went to a completely American Cold Stone Creamery, got ice cream, hiked our asses back home.
Yeah.
We're like done.
So that was our St. Thomas excursion. And to be fair, I didn't even know what Cold Stone Creamery was. I thought it was local.
I don't remember. I don't know that I knew. I think that's a looking back thing. I think we're like, and I'm telling you, it may have been like the very first thing we saw.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, let's go there. Let's go back.
Yeah, because when you go on a cruise and you get off at these ports, everything's just Americanized.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah.
Like.
And we missed the really critical meeting that they have where they kind of go through all the excursions and give you pro tips.
What to do, what not to do, because we went snorkeling in Martinique and got attacked by jellyfish. So
that was a no-no.
So, yeah. Newlyweds, rest up before you take that honeymoon.
Yeah, maybe have like a later flight. That would have been nice.
Who's to say?
Don't go flying out somewhere at 6 a.m. in the morning.
We did get a bottle of wine that we still have.
Yeah, they're up there, those little ones. So great cruise. We did a 7-day wonderful cruise. It was great. We come back, get settled into our little lives. I jump into student teaching.
Uh-huh.
And Gary continues his life working as a dispatcher. And were you working at the jail?
Yeah.
So we spent a solid 5 years of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact number three, a solid 5 years of our lives on completely separate schedules.
Yep.
Gary working.
Maybe the only thing that saved our marriage.
You think so?
I don't know.
I think it simultaneously helped and hurt our marriage.
Yeah.
It was hard because on times when we would be together in the house and stuff, we weren't like routine with
it. Yeah, let me tell you what Abby's biggest thing was when we did have time. I'm bored. I would love to go back to those days and be like, oh, Rhea, well, let me tell you what's going to happen in your life.
I want to be bored.
You want to be bored.
I want to be so bored. My house used to be so clean. Remember how clean it was all the time?
Mostly because of me, but yeah.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Because of you? You did all of that?
Well, you were working a lot and I was...
Just at home cleaning all the time. It was so clean. Like, the most frustrating thing in our home was like the dog hair.
Yeah. We went through 2 or 3 vacuum cleaners before. Sorry, Mom. She had the Electrolux that we...
That wasn't our fault. It was your grand dogs.
Your grand dogs.
But yeah, we spent 5 years. I look back and think there were good things about it. But I wish we had a little bit more maturity in understanding marriage, understanding the responsibilities of
marriage, finances. Probably would have had a baby right off the bat. Not right off the bat, but earlier than we did.
Yeah. To better kind of, I don't regret, I hate to like regret what we did, but there are probably some lessons I wish I had under my belt.
Oh yeah. If there's a thing, if there's reincarnation or if we get to go do it again.
Yeah. Take better care of each other during that time and stuff. It was a very independent moment for both of us when we should have probably been growing a little bit more together pre-throwing a... So then we get on a regular schedule once we throw an infant into the pic. And that was... Whew. It's a hard time to start. Oh, now we're all going to live together at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't go to bed early? Let's learn that. Speaking of, fun fact number four, you know, we did wait about 5 years before we got pregnant, and that, you know, wasn't, I guess, the norm for some people.
No.
The expectation.
Yeah, we,
some people, a lot, you know.
To be fair, I was right to the point where either we were or we weren't.
Right.
Like, either we say we're not having kids and we live the rest of our lives, and or we do it.
I wasn't a baby person. I wasn't somebody who in my head thought I want to have children someday. It scared me. I really didn't envision something that was something I was capable of doing. Pregnancy scared me. So we thought we wanted kids, but really didn't know what that would look like for us. So we held off.
And then when we decided, we timed it. We knew if we got pregnant in this range, it would hit like Abby's schedule in this range. And I know a lot of people have trouble with pregnancies and just to even get pregnant, but Abby got pregnant basically the first time.
I remember people laughing at me when I would share my like pregnancy plan with them. They're like, oh, good luck.
Okay. It worked out phenomenally.
And it did. So
Harlan's plan, not so much. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, not at all. So pregnant in, like, I find out around Labor Day ish. And
we had a little party.
I
think we had the party on Labor Day.
I think so.
I think we got Little Caesar's pizza when we found out you're pregnant.
We were in the bathroom with Little Caesar's pizza, waiting in the hallway, eating the pizza. Little did we know. So it was a generally, you know, I remember going into the appointments. I was going to say meetings, the appointments. Like, do you have any questions? Nope. Ignorance is bliss, man.
Yeah. But at this time, this is fun fact number 5. During that time period, it was our anniversary, like in the time period of getting pregnant. And Abby had never been to a zoo. So we went to the zoo. First of all, we went to the casino.
Yeah.
The night before. Mm-hmm. Rob and Mara came with us.
Yes.
Shout out Rob and Mara.
Yep.
And then I remember we played Wheel of Fortune and won.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that now.
Yep.
God, I love when I remember things that I've forgotten.
And then we woke up and went to the Louisville Zoo. And I don't remember much about the zoo other than it was hot, but we have a picture of us there.
At the petting zoo part. I remember the petting zoo part.
Yes.
And I remember the goats and stuff.
Like poop.
Yeah. I don't remember a lot about the zoo. You're right. But yeah, that was something. I was, what, 27 years old? Doing that? Because I had Charlie at 28-ish. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. First time at a zoo?
No, you're 26.
26. You're 27. Had her at 27. Can't remember things. So yeah, that's a good memory for what I remember of it. I still have that picture.
Yeah. Another fun fact about the Thomas family: we used to fight a lot at bedtime. Still not the best time. And I'm gonna blame Abby for it.
Okay. All right. Bring it on.
I just like to lay there, and she will. Sometimes cuddle up, sometimes steal the cover, sometimes what here's our latest thing. I'll go lay down.
Okay.
No. You can rebuke this or rebuttal, whatever. I'll go lay down. Say 30 minutes out, whatever, before she does. And she comes in and gets mad at me and wants a blanket. Well, you should have come in and got, like, you got to come get it. You got to stake your claim to it. I'm already on top of the blanket. Like,
who lays down for bedtime on top of the blankets?
I don't like blankets.
Then here's all you have to do. As a considerate human being in a marriage.
Steal the whole blanket off the bed.
No, just scoot it over. Take it and fold it to the other side. I will take care of the rest.
Like me.
You literally yelled at me last night and said, quit following me. I fucking sleep in that bed with you too, dude. Said you're following me. I was like, I'm going to bed. This is where I sleep with you for the past 19 years in this bed. Like, there were times, which I'm happy that we're sleeping in the same bed together, but who goes in, lays down on top of the covers and gets pissed at the other person for wanting to get in the covers? That's what they're for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to get, you know what I want to create? I want to create a bed that's like a fitted sheet on one side and covers on the other side.
Yeah.
And you can just lay there on top of the covers. But inevitably.
I'm going to get you a snuggie.
No, listen. You are going to wake up at some point and go, cover me up. Are you up? Cover me up before you go.
I've said that maybe twice in 20 years.
You are a lying through your lie hole face. You liar. Cover me up is... like second in your word lexicon to five more minutes. And you
know
it.
Those are both solid bedtime.
Five more minutes.
Yeah.
Just like here, five more minutes.
Yep.
So we do not always, we're learning, have a root, like a compromised bedtime routine. I want to be those people though, that like everybody's house kind of settles at the same time and they go to bed.
Shit.
Everybody just passes out wherever they are in this house. It's
like
a frat house.
I feel like that's it. We're not.
You don't think?
Yeah, we're not unique in that.
I mean, when school starts, how many nights a week will I probably fall asleep on the couch?
At 6 p.m., yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get the 75 hard done because you ain't going to make it. Your days are going to be shorter.
I can do it.
Oh, this next one's fun.
Okay. Number 7. We had a yard sale. Over at Amy's, I remember this. And one of the things we decided to sell while we were there was my car.
No, somebody wanted to buy your car.
Yeah, well, yeah, but...
like, yeah, it wasn't like we were like, oh, we're going to slap it. Somebody wanted to buy your car.
So we sold the car. That took us down to one vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the money.
At the time, I had a work vehicle. So.
Yes, so we were like, this isn't that bad. No big deal. We did not think it through, like, too far in advance.
Yep.
We're like, this will be fine forever. And we went to Vegas.
Yep.
With that money. We're like,
that was on our first anniversary.
Yeah.
1 year into our wedding. Yep.
We went to Vegas.
It was fun.
Me and a crew of the boys.
Yep.
And the boys.
Abby was the only girl.
Yep.
I had a good time.
It was a great time. That's a trip I'd like to redo over.
As an adult.
With like maybe more money, not just. I sold my car money.
I mean, yeah, but that, we didn't sell your car to go to Vegas. We sold your car and then we went to Vegas.
Yeah. Spent some time at the Hoover Dam. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't need to do that again. I'm done with that.
We spent almost a whole day with timeshare people.
Oh, my God. Never again.
Got suckered.
I thought we were going to get tickets to a show, and we didn't even get tickets. Or we got tickets to a show, but we were already leaving. It was such bullshit.
Yeah.
Such bullshit. But we had, other than that, it was a great trip.
Yeah.
I don't know that, like, talk about sleep patterns, man. I don't know who slept, who didn't sleep. You would, like, wander out of your room and run into somebody who was awake, like, of our friend group, and
it was fun.
Wild. Or they'd been up all night. It was great.
Next on the list, we shop super late. We're not those that are looking at Christmas presents now. Early in our marriage, or not early, in the middle, like, it was a financial thing. Like, we're like, oh shit, we're gonna have to we gotta go buy some stuff now.
And so it would be the week of, or two or three days before.
Not always, but
but
a lot. Like, but with Amazon and internet now, it's
we'll get a list together. We're like, all right, we're gonna hit buy at
and
this
then
time.
20 packages come at a time.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, also kind of stressful. We probably balance, if you're hearing, like, balance would be a great addition
if
to
we
our
went
lives.
To couples therapy on onlinetherapy.com, that's what we'd work on, is balance.
Not being, we live in extremes a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that can get taxing on the health.
Speaking of extremes, one of the things, the mantra of the Thomas family.
And the health.
Focus on fitness. I don't even know where we heard that years and years ago.
Yes. But it became like.
But we'd be eating something bad. We'd be like, focus on fitness, start Monday.
Okay, start Monday, focus on fitness.
We have collectively probably lost and gained 1,000 pounds.
Absolutely.
Maybe two times over.
Absolutely. It's wild. I mean, a lot of diets, a lot of exercise
plans. I
remember
Abby got, like, the Nutrisystem diet from the hospital.
Yes. It was awful. It was expensive. It was awful.
Yeah.
Like, it was ready-to-eat meal kind of things. And,
yeah. Nutrisystem, yeah.
We, way back, pre-kids, I would get up religiously and go to the gym at 5, work out, shower there, and then go to work.
Yep.
It was just, I was running then.
Yep. We're going to have to hurry this up.
Okay.
Oh, you hear Harlan.
I do.
So we're at 10. We got 9 more.
We can do this.
We're already at 45 minutes. All right. Next.
We have spent approximately $90 million billion in dinners out together. And then we went through this long period of time where we'd go buy DVDs afterward.
Yeah. We would go. We would come to Mount Sterling. Lived in Owensville. We'd come to Mount Sterling with our friends. We'd go eat. This was on a Friday night. This was for probably 2 years.
Yeah.
Friday night, we'd go eat, you know, La Finca. We'd eat the Mexican restaurant. Yeah. Or we'd eat
the little Italian restaurant.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we'd go to Movie Gallery. For those in Mount Sterling remember Movie Gallery, it's where Los Rodeos is now. And it was always like, buy two, get two free, buy three, get one. Like, it was always, so we would go every week and buy 5 or 6 DVDs.
And that's what we would do that weekend.
We'd go and watch movies.
Yep.
Netflix was just starting, like, it was still the mail-in thing. So.
Yes, yeah. Redbox.
Wasn't a thing, no. Yeah.
So that's, in our marriage, we've spent a lot of money doing that. Now it just all goes to our stupid kids. Yeah. We've had an ongoing debate, and early on, it aggravated the shit out of me. When I referenced a really clean house, I like clean, clear counters. Top surfaces, I like to see nothing. Mm-hmm. My husband loved leaving an electric can opener on the counter.
Yeah, that's where they go. Well, you put them up, and then you just plug them in.
The electric can opener was the... First off, we never had one. I had never seen one. Like, I knew what they were, and I'd seen them, but, like, no one in my family had one. We had handheld can openers. That's what you just... It goes in a drawer. And Gary, like, I don't even know if he knew how to use a handheld. He only knew how to use the electric. And we ate a lot of tuna back in the day. So that stupid can of, I still stand firm. Yep. I think I won that argument. There might be an electric can opener somewhere. I can still see
it. I won't work. I think took it to work.
Did you?
Pretty sure I took it to work. Yep. Pretty sure it's there.
So I'm team handheld can opener. I think the electric one is just dumb. Like those one single service appliances like that. Dumb.
For 19 years, we've clocked in three different towns, three different houses. We started in Owingsville, Kentucky. Yep.
It was halfway for both of us.
It was halfway. Probably would have still been the better choice, but
yep.
Sold unexpectedly, moved into Abby's Mamaw Jib's house for about a year.
Yeah.
Yep. And then that next summer, we, like, Charlie's, we weren't really looking, but we knew, like, we had to figure out Abby driving to Mount Sterling was not going to work. Mm-hmm. And then at that time, I'm driving to Lexington. Yeah. So it's like, it's not working.
And our daughter had to be here in school by 7:30 a.m.
Yeah. So it's literally August and, like, we're not going to be able to buy a house so quick. We go talking to people. They sent us to our landlord now, and he schmoozed us, like, loved on us. Like, yeah, I got this place for you right now.
And it had just opened up.
Yeah, they were deep cleaning it when we came and looked at it.
And we're like, damn, that's a good amount of space. We could live here for a little bit.
Yeah.
We don't need a kitchen.
We did say that. We're like, oh, we don't even use a kitchen that much.
Now it is our biggest obstacle in our family is everybody being that damn kitchen.
Yeah. And so
we do use a kitchen, turns out.
So yeah.
So we are thinking about a forever home someday. Someday. Whatever that looks like.
Living in a van down by the river.
Don't tempt me. After the condo though, I need more space away from you. Maybe two vans. If we had two different vans.
Connected by awning in the middle or something.
Yes.
All right. I'm down with that.
A little picnic table in the middle. That's cute. So we haven't really decided how we're going to celebrate our anniversary. Nothing big this year. Maybe just dinner.
Yeah, we're short on time.
Yeah. We're not supposed to be getting each other gifts.
I told you that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But in the past.
Y'all know what I'm trying to give her.
A clean house.
Okay.
Somebody's going to clean my house for my anniversary. Oh, my God. I knew it. Charlie. I knew it. She sucks. We normally go get tattoos. We have spent some money on getting tattoos.
Well, we did like 3 years in a row. Yeah. We did.
And then
we've got, Abby's got like hers touched up outside of the anniversary time. And yeah. I got one for Christmas.
We're just kind of out of ideas and time right now to go do that. And
yeah.
I think we can put that back on the table as a...
Yeah, maybe Christmas.
As an option.
Neck tattoo.
I'm going to get one on my face. What are you talking about?
You get a teardrop.
So, go ahead.
We don't have a song that, sums up our marriage.
Or our relationship. We've never had, that's our song.
That's our song.
That's our song.
I heard that the first time our No.
I think we have songs that we send each other that are, remember this from.
Yeah.
Like, certain,
wow. Yeah, like you put... We have a soundtrack, so...
A soundtrack.
I wouldn't know. It could be an anthology, probably a 3-disc set. Like, there's none that I'm just completely, in love with. It's sums us up.
Right. We're complicated. We can't be put into a song.
For those who don't know, Harlan was unplanned.
Supplies.
To be fair, we honestly didn't think we could have any more kids. Like, Abby got pregnant in 2010.
Yes.
And had a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then no more pregnant. I mean.
Just wasn't really, a lot of people.
Not for lack of trying.
A lot of people would ask, aren't you going to have more? Aren't you going to have more? And then as Charlie got older, we we've gotten to this rhythm of having an only child. At a point, I was to thinking it would be unfair to throw another kid into the mix now because, what turned into, she was 2 at the time. It was still pretty hard to even think about having a baby after the miscarriage for a while. Then it just, time got away and...
Living our lives.
Yeah, and
I got Thomas Party 3.
And, kind of got in tune with the only child life and seeing what that was like.
God,
and
it was so easy too.
We were 4 years out. We were done.
But when I got my vasectomy, the doctor said, "Do you have any children?" I said, "Yes." At the time, I said, "I have a 10-year-old and I have a newborn." And he's like, "Was that planned?" I was like, "No, it was an accident." He's like, "You mean it was a blessing?"
I'm blessing.
Like, no more. It was an accident. Not say it's not a blessing now, but at that moment,
he has brought a lot to us. A lot of lessons, patience, love. If anything, he is making us better humans.
And aging us rapidly.
So fast. It's been a hard morning here, too. So just...
Yeah, he...
Having that conversation is hard because it is a tough
It took
one
us
here.
4 hours to figure out he's probably teething. Like, he's probably getting some kind of his back melt. Like, his mouth hurts.
He finally looked at me and said, "Yes, mouth hurt." And I was like, "Ugh, yes, okay."
Oh, I get annoyed when Abby pees with the door open.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
I don't know why.
I don't know. It just annoys me.
You've known me for...
Like, all you gotta do is shut the door.
You've known me since
something
we were
can't,
in middle
some
school.
Things just be private, all right? Can you just not piss in peace?
You poop with the door open.
What? Nobody's in there. Like, it's not like...
You still don't shut the door. Well, I don't invite all you assholes in to come to the bathroom with me, but lo and behold,
yeah,
everybody feels like it's time to talk to me anytime I go to the bathroom. Anytime.
What annoys you?
About you?
It's on the list.
What annoys me? There are many things. Many, many, many things.
She's exaggerating.
But one thing that annoys me is every single day of my life. Every single day of my life, no matter what, I am accosted.
Every day.
I am accosted.
When you say accosted, I give you a friendly
Gear.
Booty slap.
All the time. Every day.
That's how you know I'm still interested.
That's it. And if it's not that, it's just general, like, humping. He'll hump over. Like, I'm, like, trying to, like...
Ain't nobody and humping around.
I just have to, like... endure and go on and move on. And I'm like, well, good morning to you too, sir.
Not only have we been married 19 years this Tuesday, but we've known each other since what year was sixth grade? 1993?
103, yeah. Maybe a little bit before that.
We didn't really get off to a great start, but
no, I hated you. You're an asshole.
That's guys, how you reel them in, boys. When they don't like you, that means they like you.
Can you believe he was, like, arrogant and mouthy?
Yeah.
I slapped him in sixth grade in the back of Miss Cherry's classroom.
Last but not least, as we wrap up, the 19 things you didn't really care about, but we told you anyway.
Sorry.
We do not own any fine china. We don't have, like, a... If you came to eat dinner... Chances are everybody's eating on a different plate and a different glass.
Yep. We have not.
But break
we randomly
shit.
Had glasses that were all like matchy, nice.
We still have those, yeah.
Yeah. I had to put those way up where like nobody could bother them or touch
those
them.
Those were from our wedding.
Yeah. Those were from like the wedding. What's that called? Registry.
Yeah, that's.
I couldn't think of what that was called. Yeah. Yeah, I remember registering for stuff, and Gary's like, "That's bullshit." Like at the time, here was the standard.
She let me have the gun for like 2 seconds
okay,
to go.
So
click
now
on things.
People go strictly to Walmart, Amazon, online registry.
Yeah, they don't know what it's like to go in the store.
Target.
And like,
so
scan it.
We had to go to the store for Walmart, but we also, I don't know if you remember this, the flower shop place, Creative Touch.
Yeah.
So there was a place in town. That was just a traditional flower shop, gift shop, and people registered there. Like, mm-hmm. It was sort of expected. Looking back, I would not have done that.
Yeah.
Knowing that I didn't have that option, like, things were nice there, but, like, I have things that, like, I didn't need that shit. Like, I needed a toilet plunger and a year's supply of paper towels.
Right.
But instead, you know, I got these, like, cute gifts things.
Shit, I never knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have these really nice, like, people could buy you like a place setting. So like you'd have like a fork and a plate and a coffee mug.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn.
So we went to marriage counseling before. We had to have like pre-counseling.
Yeah. Premarital.
Yeah. And whatever. That's where they should have told you that shit.
Yeah. Right, let's become premarital counselors. But I think we could do it.
Okay. I'm down. Offer up our service. If you're looking to get married in the next 18 months and you want some real talk beyond this podcast, just a small fee. I mean, you're probably going to be spending a shit ton on wedding anyway, so yeah. What's a little extra?
And I will help you plan a wedding.
Do her hair?
Cost a lot of, I can't do that shit.
I was going to say.
Like, hair, what? Makeup. I will just help you plan a wedding that won't look like Pinterest, but won't cost you a lot of money.
Yep.
I thought our wedding was nice, and it didn't.
I did.
When people spend
$50,000
on wedding,
that's gone.
What would you have changed about our wedding?
I eloped.
Would we?
I took all that money.
Even the reception money? Our reception was fun.
Our reception was fun.
It's hard to get rid of the reception part of it.
I was like looking at pictures of people who are no longer with us and like just everybody had fun. And we had the fucking, check us out, guys. I don't know if this happens anymore. Disposable cameras at every table, so everybody just takes their own pictures.
I think bring that back.
Abby did a keg stand in her wedding dress.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, we're celebrating 19 years this Tuesday. And
of our marriage. Not our wedding, but our marriage.
Yeah. The place we got married is not even that same thing anymore. Lots of change.
Lots of change.
I got a little gray hair.
Just a little
sexier.
Yeah.
Just imagine being like 22 years old. Who would have thought?
Wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Now people don't even get married.
Nope. You don't have to.
You don't have to. Oh, so yeah, that's it. That's it for the week.
That's our, Gary's going to make a 19 years is the yes. Symbol is bronze.
Bronze. So I'm going to do a bronze sculpture myself.
Put it out front.
What's the gemstone?
Aquamarine.
That doesn't even sound real.
It is. It's my birthstone. Ass.
That's fake too.
My birthstone's fake.
Yeah, like who decides
people,
that?
People like do jewelry and shit based off birthstones.
Yeah. Well, we're the jewelry people. I got a plastic wedding band.
Okay, that's your choice because your other wedding band is in the ocean at Aruba.
It's a true story. That's one for another time.
I mean,
we could do a whole podcast on our honeymoon. I don't remember. Imagine if we had a podcast then.
Wild.
Lost a wedding band. Abby got a UTI. She got culturally appropriated braids.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing.
So this week, go out. Do something for yourself. Celebrate. It doesn't have to be your anniversary, but celebrate yourself. Time's short, right?
Have fun.
Have fun. Do something you love. Tell somebody you love them.
Even in the middle of the grind and the going back, I am going to remember that does not have to consume us. We can still stop and have fun and do the cool stuff.
Like I'm trying to plan something with all of our friends. There's that social. I don't need to be social all the time, but I need it every once in a while.
And I think this summer we didn't really get...
Yeah.
Those opportunities.
Got like friends taking a trip on their own. Like, who the fuck does that? Come on.
You're
now.
Jealous.
I'm not jealous. Definitely not jealous about going to the beach. Matthew, Mike. Oh.
Oh, hang on.
William.
We had a little conversation with
my
one of
son, Will.
Our listeners.
Yeah.
Last night.
Who's going into the fifth grade? Come on now. Told me not to cuss as much. Like, why are you even listening?
Like, we walk in the door, barely sit down. And Will looks at us and goes, so, episode 111, I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? He was like, the podcast. I was like, podcast? He's like, your podcast.
He said, I've listened to approximately 90 episodes. Wow.
Micah said, that's 9.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Will, did Gary do better with his language this time? Did I do better with my language this time?
He didn't call you out.
He did. He called you straight out.
Yeah, he did.
We're working on it, Will.
It's
also,
all right, son.
You need to listen to some more age-appropriate podcasts.
Yeah.
Read a book, man.
Read a book.
get off close enough and go read a book.
Yeah. So, if you happen to be one of the random people from Hollywood or Fremont or Missoula, Montana on the list, thank you. If you're our friends, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of our life.
Just going to continue our...
We're just going to keep on keeping on.
Conversations about marriage, parenting, life.
Mm-hmm. If you stick around long enough, maybe we'll talk about our intimate relationship.
No, Gary, nobody cares. Like, not only do you press that, but you think people want to hear that. So,
well, hush. What if I just like talking about it?
Then we're going to get you
that
a
could
voice
be,
recorder.
That could be our, you go join Acast Plus. If you're paying, I can say whatever I want. Just that to that
you
audience.
Want to entice people to listen to stuff, and you're just making them run away.
Okay.
Weirdo.
Well,
so weird.
Don't forget, leave us a review. Tell us how we're doing on any platform that you may listen to.
Yep.
It's easy. Give us that, hit us with that five
stars.
Yeah,
we learned there's a lot of different platforms out there that we've never heard of.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So enjoy it as summer winds down. We're almost into the fall, the best time of the year.
Fall time. But let's not be those people.
Don't wish our life away.
That are doing pumpkin spice.
Listen, you know I'm into theme parks, and everything right now is all focused on Halloween.
I love it.
All the scare shit, so. But anyway, go out. Have fun. Enjoy your week. We're going to celebrate Tuesday night. We'll tell you what we did next week. We really don't know.
Yep.
I love you.
I love you.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
See you guys next week. Toodaloo.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.